Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Brian in Ohio, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Scotty, great to talk to you, man. Longtime listener.
My man.
Restaurant owner. A lot of people in the restaurant bar community get off work, listen to the show. We all talk about it the next day.
Man. Oh, that's awesome, man.
Hey, listen, I just wanted to, you know, throw this out there. I don't know how much it's been discussed, but, you know, when Urban Meyer first got suspended, there was a lot of talk around Ohio and Northeast Ohio that it was made pretty clear to him by the OSU administration that, you know, he was pretty much persona non grata and that he wasn't going to be back. And I think that's why all the questions were being asked to him at the press conference that he kept dodging. And I don't know. I mean, I just never really heard anybody in the national media talking about it. What do you think?
Well, I think that actually everyone's been talking about Ohio State this year because of that Zach Smith story. The whole season, that was the number one. Am I wrong, Carver High? That was the number one story in college football this year in terms of, you know, scandal or, you know, juice or any kind of media controversy. It was all in Columbus. There was nothing to top that at all.
100%.
No other job, someone getting fired or someone getting hired or someone getting injured. Nothing topped that. I mean, literally nothing. Not Mackenzie Milton's blown out knee. There was nothing. Am I wrong to top that? I mean, maybe, just maybe, not even close, the Jalen Hurts ironic story of him coming back to lead Alabama to the SEC championship game when Tua went down, that was quite a, you know, ironic story. But it still wasn't bigger than Urban Meyer and Zach Smith and everything that happened in Columbus. You may be right that the vibe was around Ohio, Northeast Ohio, Columbus, everywhere else, that he was, you know, persona non grata and that he was going to be out. But I actually believe at the time what I saw, this is just on my end, and I don't know about the guys here how they feel, but it was like there was defiance by the
–
I just thought that the fan base and the coach, even Meyer, it was all in defiance, just not interested in anyone else's opinion or plan or decisions or ideas of what should happen with him or anyone else for that matter or even Zach Smith. They got rid of Smith eventually, right? And then he was suspended. He eventually comes back. Then they kick everyone's ass. They lose to Purdue. Then they wanted to fire him then, obviously. He lose to Purdue, and everybody got all started getting sketchy, right? And then, you beat Michigan, and all is forgotten. And then I actually think, to be honest with you, he kind of stunned everybody with the decision this week. I don't really – I'll be honest. I'm not surprised that he's leaving. I asked a lot of people, even Buster Douglas the other day, do you think he'll be back? I've said it on this show many times that I don't think he's coming back to Ohio State, that he's going to be out. So I have felt that he was going to go. I just didn't think it was going to be, frankly, this way, just, you know, before a Rose Bowl. But after they got knocked out of the playoff and they didn't matter anymore, and now they're going to play in a bowl game that I think is fantastic. The Rose Bowl is a great experience for any kid that gets to play in it, believe me. But the thing is that to them, they just want to play for championships. So at Ohio State, when you don't play for a championship, your bowl game basically sucks, right?
You know, you were one of the few guys that actually did say that, that you didn't think he was going to be back. And, you know, I think read the tea leaves, you know, I just don't think they wanted him back in the end. And I think they're going to woe the day, to be honest with you.
I agree.
You know what, this guy's unproven and I mean, I'm not sure how much better anybody's going to be to do than 82.
I agree with you. I agree with you that they silently didn't want him back. But that they, and I'm going to say this, I think the people that didn't want him back, the people like the administration or the AD or anyone else, even Gene Smith, right, or the media or any of the people, and I'm just going to say this because I got the guts to say it. I don't think they know, frankly, that the decision they're making, I think, is a a dangerous one, and I think it's actually, you know, maybe good for Ohio State to move on from Urban Meyer, but I'm not sure that the people that made this decision actually know what they're doing. I actually don't think they know what they're doing. I think they're making a decision by the seat of their pants, and I think they're going to get burned on it like you do, because I can guarantee you, this is me. I don't know about you, but you sound a lot like me in that you believe that this guy has no chance to succeed this guy in any way, shape, or form. That guy, I'm sorry to tell you, that young kid, he'll never live up to this guy. It's impossible. It's like trying to replace Bob Knight, Bear Bryant, you name it, Vince Lombardi. It is. I mean, this guy is an absolute King Kong when it comes to winning, and replacing him is, in my view, it's almost impossible. I mean, he's Don Shula, for Christ's sakes, in college football. I mean, this guy, how do you replace him or Nick Saban? You don't. That's what happens. It's going to take him 15 years to get a coach that good again.
Totally agree, Scotty. And all those people that you were citing, the administration people, and, you know, I think there were some outside forces there, you know, within the university. I don't think you could say it's a football decision. I think the reasons were for everything except football. And I think in the end, you know, at least from a football perspective, they're going to be regretting that
for
a long time.
I think you're Mafia, pour him a beer. I thought he was the best call of the night. Great job by you talking about this in reality terms. Good job. I thought that was a really good call. Carver High also raising up a beer for that caller. Very strong effort right there.
Gotta have it.
I honestly, like, how do you feel about it, Carver High? Do you think that, like I do, or he does, that there was a bunch of people making this decision that they wanted to get rid of him, they wanted to get him out, so they got their way, they got him out, but that they're going to regret it? Because, I mean, now maybe the guy doesn't want to coach there anymore because he's sick and tired of the stress and all of the problems, and he's saying he's got the cyst and migraines, and so it's almost an easy out, if you ask me. But the reality is, I think he's right. They didn't want him there anymore. He knew it. The writing was on the wall, so he's leaving. And that the nightmare will begin in that they got a guy that they think – They all think they know everything. They think they know all the answers to everything in Columbus. They think since they're so great at winning. It was actually Urban Meyer that was winning. And I thought Tressel did a great job there. Cooper did a great job there. Earl Bruce, all those guys did a great job, right? They always have had great coaches. So they think they're so good at it. We're just going to put Ryan Day in there. Everything's going to be fine. I think they're going to get burned on it. I don't think Ryan Day's a bad coach at all. In fact, I think Ryan Day is going to do an admirable job at Columbus. I think he's going to do a nice job. I really do. But he'll never live up to those numbers. That guy's not going 82-9. Okay? The day that guy goes 82-9, I will just stop doing this. I will. I'll just go and stop doing it.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.